Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us. Hello there, Mr. Meehan.
Hi, I'm stuck. I'm stuck, Rich. The funk, it's so deep.
A little.
I think I just pulled something grooving after that intro.
Oh, my, my. A little fame in honor of you moving on to the final Downtown Hall of Fame ballot. Congratulations.
I am humbled and I mean, if it means when I get like the full David Bowie funky catalog, I gotta fight even harder.
I think so.
Very cool. Oh God, I love that song too. So hi everybody. I hope everybody's well. I am awesome because I am on the cusp of leaving for Montreal.
Ooh.
Seeing Depeche Mode for the fourth time, which if you had asked 15-year-old me if I would see them once, you would have probably gotten a quizzical look. But this is what happens when you spend a quarter century with someone who's obsessed. You either get obsessed or you find yourself a new hobby. So yeah, man. Montreal, all the poutine I can eat. these days needs to be less than I could have eaten, for instance, when I was 15.
Now, is your son still convinced that they look old?
Well, they do look old. I'm going to be honest. It's really sad. This is the God's honest truth, and then I'll get on with wine, I swear. Their promotional pick for this tour is, you know, there's only two of them left at this point, FYI. And it's the two of them, and the one who's always looked emaciated is wearing sort of the scraggly, you know, hat. And honestly, it looks like, you know, if you didn't know better, and sadly this has been part of my day today, which I shan't go into, is some sort of posting about the unhoused population in Bangor and how we need to deal with it. I mean, it's not good. I assume that the members of Depeche Mode have housed probably several in several locations, but yeah. And although, in retrospect, now that I'm sort of saying all this, one of my biggest complaints about folks of a certain age who continue to, you know, maintain touring image, very often have work done, and these two gentlemen clearly have not.
I respect them for that.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain level, hell with it, you know? Like, yeah, we're old. No. For some of you out there, I mean, like, you know, literally, like, we're bringing our 10-year-old son, like, you know, let's be honest. So, yeah, but I'm pumped. You know, it's a great time to, you know, I say this to everybody, just get out, you know, come back, but get out. Like, it'll just do your body good. You know, just put yourself in a slightly uncomfortable situation and find comfort in it, and it'll do everybody good. Well, listen, one of the things I'm looking forward to in Montreal is cuisine, right? I love cuisine. I love eating. And so we're talking this month about cooking with various alcohols that you can, wine, beer, et cetera. and it's the thing I can't stress enough, and I bring this up a lot these days because I'm obviously a father, and I cook with my children. And so, for instance, the other day I made penne a la vodka, right? Vodka sauce, and they're like, vodka? And I'm like, well, it cooks off, like the alcohol cooks off. So it's always important to remember. Now, it doesn't have to, like, if you don't cook it off, it won't. And sometimes you know you want that with certain chocolates and stuff like that. I mean, that's cool, but by and large, what we're referring to is the addition of whatever you know, alcohol you're talking about as a thing that will, you know, the alcohol will dissipate and leave the flavors of the thing. And so that's really where we're at, just so I can sort of reiterate that. And as I mentioned at the end of last week's show when I was talking about this, you're really talking about sort of, as you are with any cooking, trying to figure out, you have these base flavors, but of course, because chemistry, heat, etc., will do funny things to stuff. So you're, again, like, for instance, just take a basic wine reduction, right? Like, you're putting wine in a pan and you're cooking it off. So not only is the alcohol going away, but a lot of the water, the moisture is going away, and you're making a sauce. You're reducing it. So the flavors are going to be intensified. It's going to be you know, more viscous than when you started. Things like this. So this is sort of, it's like alchemy, right? You've got to sort of put into your mind not what it is now, but what it'll be once you add, like I said, you know, chemistry and physics. And hopefully it does what you want, and you sort of thought it through. Now, here, but it's important for people to understand that I sound like I know what I'm talking about, and I sort of do, but I didn't always. And one of my first adventures with cooking with wine, well, I didn't actually, was that I was still an opera singer, and I was doing my my first year as a chorus at the Glimmer Glass Opera. I was staying across the lake, Glass Opera, in my parents' house, and they weren't there. And so I said, well, I'm going to start to cook for myself, etc. And I bought myself a piece of salmon, and I said, well, you often, you know, I guess, cook fish with wine. And so I took red cooking wine that my mom had had for God knows how long, and besides which, we'll talk about this in a second, cooking wine, labeled as such, and I marinated a piece of salmon in this, and I took it out of the refrigerator a short while later, looked at the purple mass of spongy flesh, and I called Sal's Pizzeria immediately. And, so everybody can screw up, right? That's okay. And fortunately, I didn't actually put it in my mouth, or else things might have turned out even worse. But it is to say, experiments can go wrong. I get it. Follow recipes, etc. Now, getting to that cooking wine thing, by the way, and you see less of it these days. It's certainly a holdover, and I don't know if we'll have time to get into this, but of sort of the post-World War II Julia Child, getting people to, you know, really get back to the ways of cooking the old way, you know. And but the cooking wine thing, don't. Cooking wine is of the devil. Cook with what you would drink. Now, that is not to say, and this is important for later when we talk about Julia, etc., you don't need to cook with $60 Burgundy. You can cook with a inexpensive light red wine that your favorite wine merchant can set you up with, that you would still consume happily and say, oh, this tastes good, but which will complement the recipe. Cooking wine, very often they'll add salt, they'll add preservatives. It's low-grade junk. So please do not use anything labeled cooking wine. You will regret it, and I will regret it for you. So quickly to jump into what I was sort of mentioning with the Julia thing, and then I'm sure we'll sort of run out of time. Post-World War II, a lot of folks were coming home having been in the theater of war, which also happens to be the theater of amazing viticulture. We've gotten into this before, and we'll talk about it again. People had words like Burgundy, Champagne, Bordeaux in their lexicon now because they were fighting there, literally in the muck of Burgundy. There were tanks. There were so the fighting men and women came home, and they were used to these words. And they were co-opted, and so people still come to me saying, I need a bottle of good Burgundy to put into a beef bourguignon, and the answer is, no, you don't, because good Burgundy will set you back at least $25 to $50 these days. So, I will leave you all on that. If you have old recipes that you want to replicate, please don't hesitate to bring those in, talk to your favorite wine merchant, and say, hey, this is what these people say I should be cooking with. What do you think? And we'll help you, and we'll save you a buck, and we'll sell you a nice bottle to go along with whatever you're making. I'm sure I'm out of time. Everybody be well. I will be back. My family gets to go on vacation to California, but I am coming back to let my wonderful manager, Morgan, have a week off. So you'll see me more at the store, and I look forward to seeing you there, and talk to you next week.
Excellent. Enjoy the show.
I guarantee it.
We look forward to a full report. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle, every Tuesday afternoon here on Downtown.